Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, a notepad, a pen if you're able. Call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. You know, a long time ago in Bible days, David brought down Goliath, and I want to do a message entitled today, Another Goliath in the Body. There's a Goliath threatening the kingdom of God, and we're going to bring him down. Let's go into the message and see exactly who this Goliath is. God bless you.
Blessings and glory.
Blessings and glory.
And honor. They all belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. For blessing me.
Let's sing it over again, everybody, one more time.
Just want to praise you forever and ever and ever.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it while I have breath in my body. And when I die and go to heaven, I'm going to stay around the throne.
Blessings and glory.
They all.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me.
Just, we're going to sing that one more time, but this is why that song do so much for me. Because, see, when I was stabbed with that ice pick and I was about to die, nobody know how I called on God. I was out there in the gangs trying to play bad, and you know when you got that little macho on you, you can't let nobody think you praying or crying. Man, I was crying out to God. Because that ice pick showed me who the man was. But I thank him for sparing my life. I thank him for saving me. I'm happy I'm alive today and I can preach his gospel, and I'm going to praise him forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessing me, Lord. Thank you for sparing me, Lord.
Just want to praise you forever,
yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Clap and praise the Lord, and you can be seated. Oh, I thank him for blessing me. Oh, I thank him for blessing me. Oh, I thank him for blessing me. Glory to God. And the greatest thing God ever done for me is taught me how to live holy every day. Taught me how to live a righteous life. Taught me how to keep sin out my life. Amen. I used to get a new car every year. I made plenty of money before. I've had plenty of money come through my hands. We've had big houses and nice things, but none of that stuff mean nothing compared to just living for God every day of your life. And I don't understand these preachers who think you can't live like that, when that's why he came. That's why he died. Amen. I'm going to just have to read it. Sister Peggy, go to Luke chapter 1 and start reading at verse 73. Anybody that say that you can't live an accurate Christian life every day without sin don't know the God that they claim they know.
That's right.
Amen. Now, I used to didn't believe this because I had all kinds of false doctrines in my mind and in my heart that I had been taught, and I struggled. Okay? But I thank God I found out that Jesus meant exactly what he said when he said, walk the straight and the narrow. You can walk the straight and narrow path. Why would anybody fight against that? I don't know. Let them fight. I'm enjoying it. Read that for me, Sister Peggy, on the mic. Now watch this. Yeah, start at verse 73 and read down about three verses.
Our father Abraham.
He swore and made an oath to the father Abraham. All of our blessings come through the father Abraham, right? Come on.
That he will grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hands of our enemies.
Okay, now that's both natural and spiritual because, you know, they were delivered out of Egypt. Okay, we was delivered out of our Egypt, sin. Okay, we was in bondage. Come on.
Might serve him.
He delivered us that we might serve him without fear.
In holiness.
Watch this. Now this is what he did. Now he delivered us so that now we can serve him in holiness. Now let me ask you this. Is any sin holy?
No.
Okay. Is a lie holy? No. Now why he delivered us is so that we can serve him in holiness. Okay, go ahead.
In holiness and righteousness.
And righteousness. Now this is why he delivered us, that we could serve him in holiness and righteousness. Come on.
Before him. All the days of our lives.
No, just a few days. All the days of our life.
Yes.
Brother Andrew, that mean that I can live holy, righteous, and I can live without sinning all the days of my life. Now, if I don't believe that, I don't believe these scriptures. And elder, that's all we preaching. How can somebody say you can't do that? Clap and praise the Lord. I'm glad I found out how to do it. And I ain't going to quit until Delisha know how to do it. Come on now, I ain't going to quit until everybody know how to do it. And you know, my message Sunday at your mom's funeral was better is the end of a thing. You know, look, let me tell you something. It don't matter how many times you have stumbled. What matters, did you get up? What matters, how you end? Because, see, I could have got discouraged 36 years of serving God. I could have got discouraged when I was up and down falling. I got sick and tired, and I said the same thing. Lord, this is just hard. It wasn't really hard. I wasn't taught properly. Amen. That's all it was.
Amen.
But I found out how to do it.
Amen.
Now, all them times I fail don't matter now, because what matters is what I'm walking in now. So don't give up, saints. Don't give up.
Hallelujah.
It's real. There's a path called life.
Yes, Lord.
You can literally live the rest of your life and never sin again.
Yes.
How many messages being preached in the church like that now? Not many. But before this thing is over, it's going to be preached everywhere. Because how can they hear without a preacher? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, if you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 23. Heavenly Father, we take these few minutes now to come before you to approach the holy word of God. We believe it from cover to cover. We believe it from Genesis to Revelation. Now open up the eyes of our understanding that we may behold wonderful things out of thy law. Thank you, Lord God, for the radio listening audience. And may you touch them, bless them, and encourage them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm going to read verse 23 through verse 26. And then I'm going to give you my subject. And we're going to walk a little bit here. Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at verse 23. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistine, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. Somebody said David heard them. Okay, verse 24. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, this champion of the Philistine, all of God's people, when they saw him, fled from him, took off running. God's people took off running from the Philistine's champion. Took off, they fled from him and were so afraid. All of God's people, I didn't say the devil's people now, all of God's people, a giant come out from the Philistines, and he started boasting and bluffing, and all of God's people took off. Isn't that amazing? Now, they looking at this big old huge man and got afraid and forgot the big old huge God that made the man. Took off running. And they were so afraid. Not only did they run, not only did they start running, they were so afraid. Verse 25. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king, will enrich him with great riches." Now watch this. Watch this. They're going to repeat this to David in a few minutes. He said, "What will I get if I kill this man?" Now they said, "Whoever kill him shall be enriched by the king." Judy, I'm going to kill this giant in the body of Christ. How many of y'all going to kill the giant? And when you do, you're going to be enriched by the king.
Yes.
Glory to God. Help me get through this, Holy Ghost. My God. Now, verse 25 again. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that has come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king, will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter." And I already got the daughter. He gave me that in advance. "And made his father's house free in Israel." And make his father's house free in Israel. Verse 26. "And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to this man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" Look at this. This is a little old boy. I want y'all to get the picture now. I'm going to walk a little bit a minute. I want y'all to get the picture. Israel, God's people out there to fight a war, and the champion of the Philistines steps out and start boasting and bullying everybody, and all of God's people take off running, and a little old boy come and say, he just come to, you know, to get, bring some water and stuff. What going on here? And then he find out what Goliath said. He said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine talking to God's people like that?" Baby, something else, boy. Amen. Follow me now. We're going to get through this. Now, my subject is another Goliath. And my subtopic is, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Let me tell y'all something, body of Christ. Just like David had an encounter with this big bully back there years ago that scared all of God's people and had God's people running and wouldn't step up to the plate and say what thus said the Lord, there's another Goliath in the body. And it's called sin. And all the preachers scared to preach you can live a life free from sin because they scared they're going to fall in sin. Another Goliath in the body. Now, where is the David? Oh, this is going to wake up some preachers. Because a lot. Do you know we just went on in Pensacola, Florida? Do you know the first person that called us from Pensacola, Florida was an apostle? Our website is just going up. Thousands of people going on, getting free teaching, being disciples. I don't have to see you. I don't even need no credit. And I ain't charging you. But what you saw, prophet, thousands of people getting fed right now by this little ministry and getting blessed, and thousands of people coming out the woodworks because David came and said, "Who in the world is this uncircumcised Philistine in the body that's telling me I can't live like Jesus?" And if a preacher don't preach it, the preacher's scared. And the preacher ain't got it right yet. Glory to God, another Goliath. Now, this is a wonderful story here. And the end of the story is, David said, "Wait a minute. If y'all don't want to take him on, I'm going to take him on." Now, boy, And then David said, tried to put on Saul's armor. He said, I can't fit this stuff. Take this off. I don't need what you got. And David had a slingshot, 5 stones. And then when that giant looked at little bitty David, he said, I'm going to cut your little head. I mean, he was just bullying. Do you know they got some bullies in the body of Christ? Do y'all know this ministry that came up before a bully pulpit? Do y'all know we all over the world now being discussed? How did that happen? Do y'all know thousands of people right now talking about us? How did that happen? Because I said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine in the body of Christ that say God ain't still God? And the largest ministry in the world, we taking them on now. We're not after the people. No, 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 no. Please, y'all hear my heart. We're not after God's servants. Keep your mouth and your hands off God's servants. We after Goliath. We after Goliath. Hallelujah. David said, you come to me with a sword and a spear. I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to cut your head off, and I'm going to feed it to the birds today. Read the story. David knocked the giant down, cut his head off, picked it up, and showed it to Israel. Now, let's travel just a little bit here. Go. We're still in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now, look at verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord has delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of your hand, out of the hand of this Philistine. Now look at David has some. David wasn't just a mouthy young boy. David had some experience with God. David said, I was keeping the sheep and a bear came. And God delivered me out of one of the most ferocious animals in the wilderness. And then he said, a lion came. And God delivered me out of the lion's paw. Yeah. And I'm saying today, Curtis Lewis been delivered out the paw of sin. Yeah. Curtis Lewis been delivered, come on now, out of a bad mindset. And the same God that delivered me out of sin, the same God that delivered me out of struggling, gonna deliver me from this Goliath in the body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been living for God 36 years. And several of those years, I struggled because I didn't know how to do it. But my God showed me that you can do it. You can sit right there at your TV and never have a bad thought. Never have a bad feeling because you're in control of your destiny. Now that don't mean I watch anything because I don't. But I'm trying to tell you God delivered me out of the paw of sin. And now I'm preaching a message all across the world telling the church, yeah, it's real. You can live without any sin in your life. Another Goliath. And I'm addressing him. And the reason I'm sharing this message this morning is because prophetess gave a little scenario of what all we've been through. Church, y'all better get ready because we're going to be moving. People hearing this. It's upsetting some things. For the biggest ministry in this city now to try to put up a defense, something going on. Brother Harvey, something going on. Amen. The gospel that we preach now is going to all over the body. And we ain't got nothing to do with it. It was a few things the Holy Ghost told me to do. I had no clue what I was doing, Sister Peggy. I'm just led of the Holy Ghost. I had no clue that God was going to use those few things I did to exalt his word before the body. Don't miss the next 2 Thursday Bible studies because we're going to get into some in-depth things of what God is doing, and I want to prepare you guys how to be ready for Goliath. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. It says, let's jump down to verse 45 and 47. Then we're going to read a few verses here. Verse 45. It's a wonderful story. It says, Then said David to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This devil done defied God in the church. This devil got almost everybody that say they believe in God believing that it is absolutely impossible for a man to stop sinning and never sin again. That Goliath got most of the church believing that lie. And I'm taking him on. And I'm going to go down fighting. I was called on television all over the world an idiot. I was, now don't y'all get emotional over this. I was called, what else he said? What else they say? A liar. What else? I was self-righteous. And then the man said, my soul is damned all because you can live righteous and holy all the days of your life. That's what I'm being persecuted for. Matthew's chapter, y'all, I'm about to shout. Matthew chapter 5 says, blessed is he that is persecuted for righteousness' sake. I count it an honor. I understand now how when Paul and Silas and them got beaten, they went out and said, glory to God, we count it worthy to suffer for his name. I'm so honored. And I'm having fun. But you know, my brothers, they're just blind. And I understand that. But I'm taking on the giant. And when some of them, when they come out of the blindness, they're going to thank God for me that I preached it. I had the courage to take on Goliath. Glory to God. Goliath is coming down. Glory to God. Woo. I said, oh, glory. I'm excited. My. Because see, I've been where they are. And I'm not laughing at none of them. I've been where they are. Because there was a time in my life I'd have thought you were stupid if you said something like that. Now, let me just quote a few scriptures to you. See, when you got the word behind you, you don't back down. God is big enough to perform his own word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. I want you to look at it closely. Says that Jesus left us an example that we should follow his steps. Now, when that scripture got finished, there's a colon behind it. It's a list coming after what he stated. Now, you go look at it now. And he said, Jesus left us an example that we should follow his steps, colon, who did no sin. Now, wait. The scriptures say, I can follow his steps, and he did no sin, but I can't. Goliath coming down. Okay, 1 John, I ain't got nothing but the Bible. See, they come in with experience. They come in with, well, I ain't never seen nobody live there. Okay, well, that's your problem. I'm coming with scripture. Now, when I put scripture on scripture on scripture on scripture, you all go with the scripture. Because I ain't got no argument. The Bible interpret the Bible. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. If you say out of your mouth, Jesus is my Lord, I serve him. If you say you abide in him, you ought to walk even as he walked. But you say, I can't do that. What we've been taught, it's a Goliath in the body that has taught the saints, you can't do that. Put that scripture down. What make you think you can live like Jesus? Goliath coming down. Another Goliath in the body. And we need some Davids to take him on. And if you don't take him on, you got something hid in your life. You ain't ready to give up. But if you got something in your life and you're ready to give it up, you'll be like this. Let me see how that man made it, because I want it too. See, because when I first started, I had a lot of issues in my life. And God said, you preach it. See, what most preachers do and what I did for years is I took this book and I read some of the same scriptures. Then I gave my human interpretation of those scriptures to the people. And I didn't know what I was doing is watering down the word of God, leaving provisions for my flesh. I didn't know I was doing that. Devil had me blind. The difference now is I can go to a funeral. Thank God for y'all letting me preach yesterday. Because he said, everywhere I go, hit them.
That's it.
Not hit them, hit Goliath.
Yes.
We went to that little church on 21st Street. And when I got up and started dealing with stuff, some Goliaths went down. First person walked up to me after the church service was over was a preacher. He said, I knew you could live like this. I don't know why I didn't. That's Brother Harvey, I promise you. 99.5% of the people around the country that's calling me are preachers. Because they in there, I'm talking about there's some good preachers that want to do it right. Now, the ones that don't want to do it right finna be uncovered. Everywhere I go, I'm calling Goliath out. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that done made all the army of God run? Hallelujah. And I promise y'all, I can go on and on the rest of the service with nothing but scriptures like that to show you God's mind. Psalms 4:4. It says, be still upon your bed and sin not. Psalms 4:4. 1 Corinthians 15:34, awake to righteousness and sin not. All over the Bible. Why would he say sin not if you can't sin not? Why?
Yeah, that's it.
God ain't playing with us.
No,
book of 1 John, these things have I written unto you that you sin not. But somebody took verse 1 John 1:8, took it out of context and say, if you say you have no sin, you're a liar. That ain't what the scriptures say. Put it back in context and now read it. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. If you say you walk in him and you have sin, you lying.
Yes.
That's what the scripture means. Major ministry took that one verse, took it out of context. If this brother claim he living without sin, he's a liar. And they took all these scriptures. I ain't calling no names because we got some guests in the house. I'm going to be nice today. But we're in a war. I ain't in no war with no preacher. I ain't in no war with no ministry. I'm coming for Goliath.
Praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast. But for more free teaching, we want to refer you to our webpage, which is www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Our post office box, if you'd like to write us, Someone Cares Ministry, post office box 64598, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70896. Again, go to our webpage for more free teaching, www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.